Sam Panayotovich joined us on Friday. He follows sports wagering and helps us understand some of the things going on in the real world out there. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Doing good, King. First and foremost, can we congratulate Nick Allegretti, rookie offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs, Frankfurt's very own. Went to Lincoln Way East, and now he's a Super Bowl champion. Pretty cool.
Hey, congrats to him. I guess we were all following that quarterback from Arlington Heights, but it's good to recognize anybody that's from these parts, huh?
Yeah, Nick Allegretti, rookie Super Bowl champion. And how good. I went back through our text chain because we were texting during the game, and
you were
telling me how you lost $1 million on the coin flip. And you lost on the anthem, but then you got it back on the coin flip.
Yeah.
I texted you fourth quarter. It was about 20-10, and I said, it's time for Superman to be Superman. And I think he showed up at the end.
He sure did. Yeah, there was a lot of things you could bet on. I took the over on the national anthem with Demi Lovato, and she went under the prescribed amount of time. People were betting on whether or not her song would go more than 2 minutes, right?
And it was 151. So she was cruising during that anthem. I had people over at the house. We had about 10 people here, and somebody looked at me about halfway through and went, she's flying.
I noticed
that. She was going really fast, and yeah, so that went under. We also had somebody at the party that picked Jenny from the Block for the first J-Lo song. That was like 12-1, huge long shot, and that was the first song she came out with. You could bet on anything in these games, and that was sort of what we were talking about on your show on Friday. There were, at one casino in Vegas, there were 1,000 different ways to bet the game. 1,000.
I was sitting with my mom, and I was explaining this to her on Sunday. My dad and sister and I were visiting before the game started. And I was just telling her, I said, so Mom, there's this thing called prop bets. And I explained to her that. And then I said, people are going to bet on the coin toss or how long the national anthem goes. And her eyes were wide as saucers. She could not believe what I was telling her, that these are the things people bet on. Do you know how much total money was wagered on or around the Super Bowl like this, Sam?
So we won't get the official numbers until the end of the month because it is a February game. We're going to get the numbers for January pretty soon, and then you'll get the Super Bowl numbers a little bit later on down the road. But the American Gaming Association put this out late last week. A record 26 million Americans will bet an estimated $6.8 billion on the Super Bowl, legal and illegal. $6.8 billion with a B.
And were you disappointed that a lot of the things that the smart people said were going to happen? Kansas City won. Mahomes is the MVP. Nobody missed a field goal or a PAT. I guess I shouldn't be shocked, but son of a gun, they were right on all of those things.
Yeah, I got a couple things wrong as well. I really wanted that missed extra point, but how about this? I was just piecing through this morning looking at some of the nuggets here. So somebody at Circa Sports in Las Vegas bet that there will be exactly 31 points scored by Kansas City at 20-1. Final score, 31-20. So this gentleman won six figures on that bet alone. A 20-1 bet that the Chiefs will score exactly 31. 31-20 final score. But this was the really interesting one. And I know a lot of people at this point probably stopped paying attention to the game because it was already over. They had dumped the orange Gatorade on Andy Reid, which was another bet.
That's when I thought of Sam first last night. Right?
I was thinking about
it. I texted John, all caps, orange, because you said orange. And orange was, I posted it on Facebook. I'm like, all right, what color is the Gatorade? And within 5 minutes, I had every color covered by somebody. So it's a very popular prop. But Mahomes' rushing total. So the total, this is the amount of yards he'll rush for on the ground. And it opened at 28. It closed at about 35. King John, he had 44 rushing yards going into that final drive. And I don't know if you remember how it ended, but he ended up running backwards on three straight plays, and he lost 15 yards collectively. So he went under. He was over, and then he went under because he lost 15 yards on three straight. He didn't really knee down. He didn't kneel. He ran backwards and kind of slid a couple times. But if you had the over, you were a winner. And then after those three plays, you were a loser.
You know, the 31-point bet sounds ridiculous, but that's not such a crazy bet. That's four touchdowns and a field goal, high-powered offense. If I had known that, I think I would have taken it's so easy to, in hindsight, be smart about this, right? Yeah, 31. Yeah, I would have bet that.
But yeah, 31 sounds like a good number. How about this, too? The other bet that's really popular is the first touchdown bet. And for those of us that watched the game, there were three different guys who almost scored that first touchdown, right? The running back got stopped at the one, and then they brought in the other running back, the guy who was like 5'3", the real shifty guy. He got stopped at the goal line, and then Mahomes eventually runs it in. Mahomes to score the first touchdown was 25-1.
Really?
So depending on how you played that one, you had your heart ripped out probably three or four times before he finally got. Imagine having the running back that got stopped at the one, and then Mahomes runs it in. It's just chaos. There's just chaos, and that's what makes it fun.
Of course, America wants to know how they scored the "Will we see J-Lo's rear end cleavage?" I googled that. I'm sorry to say this morning to see how that prop bet played out or paid out, but I couldn't find an answer to that.
I believe she showed cleavage. Yes, I believe the yes was the winner. I mean, you watched the show, right? It was pretty much there for you.
Yeah,
to see
all of her cleavages were shown. I thought that's the thing. I thought this isn't even close. You see so much of her derriere that, of course, whatever your definition, we couldn't agree on what butt cleavage would be. But whatever it was, I think we saw that yesterday.
And we definitely did. It was a great game, I'll tell you what. And the 21 points in the fourth quarter is the record for any team in any Super Bowl in the fourth quarter. I texted you this, too. I said, look, it's the best team against the best player. And when you give the best player a chance to do it again, he had enough life left in that fourth quarter. This is three straight games now where what I believe is the best player in football took his team from down to being up. He did it against the Texans, did it against the Titans, and they're down 20-10 in the Super Bowl, and he was just the best freaking player in the game, man. He dominated down the stretch, and we're going to see him in plenty of Super Bowls going forward, that's for sure.
I really liked after the game, Andy Reid was talking with Patrick Mahomes to whoever was the sideline reporter there. Aaron Andrews had the losing side, but somebody on the field was talking to the two of them, and how much they complimented each other, you know, the personality-wise, but also their very words. You know, the coach was giving it to Mahomes, and Mahomes was saying, no, Reed's a great coach. And it was just so nice to see that. Maybe it's not real, but it sure looked like they had a real nice bond, those two guys.
They really do, and this was a guy that was passed up by a lot of teams. We don't really have to talk about it again and again and again, but came in with a chip on his shoulder, and, man, he makes some incredible plays. I mean, that 44-yard throw, he was being, like, pulled down by a defensive lineman, and he sort of, like, submarine flung it out of his wrist, and he makes plays on the football field that I've just never seen before. And I don't care what they say or what they don't say, just to watch him and his ability, it's man, is he good.
You are too, Sam. It's a pleasure to talk to you. I guess I'll ask you to join us maybe around March Madness, if not sooner, and we'll see what the world is saying about those things. We may be betting legally in Illinois at that time.
We will be. By the way, Bears will win the Super Bowl next year, 30-1. Are you in?
Are you serious? 30-1?
Yeah, 30-1.
Put me down for 100.
No, you don't want. Don't do that. That's stupid.
Really?
Yeah, don't do it.
Put me down for 100.
Okay, you got it. Wink, wink.
Sam Panionovich. Thank you, Sam.